This is Press Conference Extra. I'm Andy Heaton. I'm joined by Neil Jones and Neil Atkinson. After Jurgen Klopp's press conference ahead of Manchester City against Liverpool, I want to kick this off with one. There's some mad questions today, and I love the bit about, so Jurgen, what do you really like about Pep Guardiola? So Neil Atkinson, I'm going to ask you, what do you really like about Neil Jones?
He's timely. Say what you want. We start this at 3 o'clock. He's bang on. He's 2:58 on the time, and you can't argue with it. Absolute inch perfect.
That was a struggle today as well. That was a diverted route as well, straight from Kirby to the Press Conference Extra studio. But I never doubted that I'd make it.
That's what I wanted. Mm. That's why he's won the trophies he's won.
An absolute commitment to being on time.
Yeah, that's it. That's probably, you know what? That is actually, I would say that's probably my number one my number one trait. Is like people would say that, who know me would say, you know what, he's never late.
See there we are. You won't know this, but you'll know how much I respect that.
Oh, yeah, it's massive for Andy, that.
I fucking hate.
We run. Today's just a nightmare. I mean, people probably want to hear about the football, but today's a nightmare for the Anfield Wrap because there's so many shows. There's so many shows going out. This is now coming out on Saturday, but there's so many shows that go out on Friday after the Europa League game, and all it takes is one thing knocks you off at 9:43, and you're playing catch-up. I like the fact that you know the Neil Jones arrival at 3 p.m. for press conference. It's a reset. You can reset.
Yeah.
That'll start on time. That means that I'm not doing Friday night today, but then you're going to go and do Friday night. You're going to be spot on for Friday night. AFQ, when you come back, you're going to be spot on for that. You get the Neil Jones reset and you're flying. Yeah.
Honestly, like the passive aggressiveness when someone's late from it, and I know I do it and I try to stop it, but you know.
What are your many toxic traits?
I know. It's not even Saturday yet. Okay, so we'll start off with Jurgen Snazzy on the shit.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, brand new, innit? Bit of a collar on it. Collar zip.
Is it part of the LeBron?
I don't know. I mean, I saw that You'll Never Walk Alone on the arm, didn't it? Yeah. Obviously Nike on the other arm, but yeah, it's a good start to the weekend, definitely.
Yeah, I did love the video that LeBron done for Virgil, when it's quite clear LeBron James hasn't got a fucking clue.
Idea.
It's really funny.
Pre-recorded in there, gets lashed over. Virgil just does a little bit of a reaction, like Virgil's not that bothered either. Mm. I think, you know, it was one of those to shrug off.
Very modern football and sort of crossover.
I'd quite like them to do a series of Dutch legends from other sports, like I'd love Raymond van Barneveld
Virgil
van Dijk. That would be the
like Josh Verstappen at the moment as well, be a good one. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's get them all in.
Richard Krajicek.
How far back do you want to go?
All the way. We've got to Van Barneveld.
All the way. Jesus Christ. All right, okay, so